Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Who was that? What's his name?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, yeah.
Uptown.
Funk you up. Is it?
Uptown. Funk you up.
He was really very talented, quite a talented guy, isn't he?
Was. Bruno.
Is.
I was going to say, he hasn't died, has he?
No.
I hope he doesn't, cark it by the time this podcast goes live.
Oh, fuck, we might get the blame. Anyway, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I've got a bit sore.
Are you?
Anyway, but I'm good.
Why are you sore?
I've just been doing manual labour. I fucking hate manual labour, honestly.
You just got to complain about it, though.
Honestly, manual labour has balls on it. It's an awful thing.
No, it's not.
It is for me. I don't like it.
You do like it. You like being all manly, getting your boots on, going and chopping wood.
Yeah, boots are too big for me. I feel like a 5-year-old in them.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
So what we're going to talk about today is about getting... Well, we were going to talk about getting into the flow, but it's also, I think, important that there's sometimes a stage before that, which is getting out of the funk.
Mm.
And I don't know if this is true for you, but for me, I've had experiences in my life where just so completely in flow, and then other times where it's like just in a place and I just can't see outside of that funk. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that it's important to talk about the two of them as going hand in hand. Because when you're in, it's like a snowball effect. When you're on track, you feel like everything is just letting you know that you're on track.
Yeah.
And then when you're off track, it feels like everything is just making you feel like you're off track. And it's like, well, how do you get out of that? Because all your brain can see is shite all around you.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah. Hang on.
What are you... You're going to sneeze.
Not anymore.
You know you can move the microphone away from me, right?
I know. I kind of enjoy it.
Do you?
Yeah.
My ears don't necessarily enjoy it. Okay. Just leave it for the moment. Okay. So, getting out of the funk, right? Getting out of the funk into the flow. So you feel like you can't get out of that place. And when you'd feel like you can't get out of that place, it's like it's just so dark and it's so down and you keep creating scenarios that make you feel that way. So we want to talk about some ways to get out of that place and into a place of flow, right?
Yes, but I think it's important, I say it all the time to people, you are a feedback system. Your human form is a feedback system. It is intrinsically in a dance with your environment. And if you're in a funk and you're in a shitty spot and you're in what you perceive to be a dark space, you have to understand, I get it, you can't see any light when you're in a dark space, but the light is there and it's always there. But the problem is, the reason, and people get into these dark spaces and they think the concept of fucking getting out of it is like climbing Everest, and it's not. You climb Everest one step at a fucking time.
Well, this is the first step, and this is one of the things I talk to people all the time about, in terms of if you're in that place, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to acknowledge the little things, and you've got to start to notice the little things. Mm. A little speck of light over there, once acknowledged, grows. Mm.
Yep.
A little speck of understanding of yourself, once acknowledged, grows.
Mm. Yep.
Any little thing. And people, I think one of the biggest issues that happens with getting out of the funk is that they think it has to happen all at once. It's like they're going to get dragged out and then life is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. It works one step at a time.
Or else they put that in someone else. If they change, I'm going to be a better person.
Oh, yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah.
So it happens one step at a time.
Yeah.
So noticing the small things being great. It's like how I relate it to is teaching kids. Do you know what I mean? If a kid is like really down on their maths and feels really bad about themselves, and they get one part of the concept of the working out right, you praise them and you acknowledge what they did well.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do that, then they don't understand that. Mm-hmm. All they see is the stuff that they've done wrong. So maybe they haven't understood the whole concept, but right. they've been able to understand a part of it. You acknowledge that part of it, and you acknowledge it because it helps them to start to recognize that the whole thing is not a crap thing. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And then it inspires them to want to do more, better, to understand more.
Yeah.
It gives them focus. It gives them directed, you know, momentum on the outcome, to the outcome, right? Mm. But if you are just if you're just looking for the answer and you're expecting the 2 + 2 = 4 and you're not encouraging and recognizing part of the process, then it feels disheartening. And the process is a massive thing. It's not just the outcome.
Yeah, that concept of 2 + 2 = 4 it 2 + 2 could equal anything. It doesn't matter. The point is that you're actually attempting.
Yeah.
You're attempting the equation.
Yeah.
And it's not about whether you get it right after the equals. It's about the fact that you're actually attempting. You know, you're doing something about it.
And that you have to want that. And when you're not noticing the little things, it's like you're not wanting that.
Well, little things become fucking big things.
Exactly.
You know, and this is one of the things that I recognize in throughout my life all the time. And everybody gets into funks. When I'm in a funk and I start to just count my blessings in, you know, in, for the little things during the day, just the little stuff, little signs, little signals that life has let me know that, hey, I'm here, buddy. You've stepped into the tent again and you just need to come out of the tent.
So if you're feeling like you're off track, right, little moments where you get glimpses of being on track or ideas that you have or whatever, notice them. Mm. If you feel like you're being unloved, notice those moments where you're getting a little bit of love.
Yeah.
It might not be in the form that you're ultimately wanting it in or whatever, but you start to notice. And if you notice, what you put your attention to grows.
Mm.
So you want to be making sure you're putting attention on the outcome that you love, on the things that inspire you, as opposed to the things that bring you down.
So when you let go of the desire to have it come, things come together for you in a certain way that you want it. When you let go of that desire and you see and you look for the way in which it is coming to you, the way in which it is coming to you is always over and above the 100%. Way you wanted it to come to you.
100%.
So it's letting go a little bit. And stopping and going, okay, and it's the little things, the little steps. That's how you climb a mountain. It's the little steps 100%. Going, okay, well, where is it coming together for me? How is it happening for me?
100%.
Okay, and another cool thing is to remember where it has come together for you before.
Exactly.
Like I've got so many awesome fucking stories from clients and even through my own life, you know, where things just synchronistically line up for you to be able to do great things, you know.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So remember your divinity, you know. Remember where the light shone in your life.
Yeah. So the next one, which you mentioned, and I think this is a really, really cool one, is having an anchor point.
Yeah.
Something that when there's chaos that you can focus on.
Yeah.
And that focus can be anything, but one of the things that works well is having an outcome, like a mission.
Yeah.
The other one is maybe like some people get a little bit lost in the sense that they feel like they don't know what their mission is.
Mm.
So you can pull that back and make it about your values.
Yeah.
Like an anchor point can be about your values, what you love, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't just have to be about your mission, but it has to be something that grounds you in you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Something that when you throw out this anchor in this moment of chaos that you go, okay, well, let's get back to basics, right? And like for me, it's more even my calling. My mission is great, like – my mission is more a specified description of my calling. And my calling is to recognize, know and love every part of myself through my thoughts, words and actions, teach, lead and inspire others to do the same. So if I can bring myself back to, hang on a second, my calling, my reason for being here is because I'm learning and loving every part of myself and teaching others through that. So if that's my anchor point, then it gives my whatever I'm going through meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it gives me a grounding. If I'm even can't even recognize that, then there are things that I love, and my values can help me become grounded.
Mm-hmm.
For me, connection is one of the one big one for me, and one way I get that is through children and connecting with kids, but and also through working and working with people. But you've got to have something that grounds you into being you, and as your anchor point, that it doesn't matter what's going on, this is something you can rely on.
Yeah, yeah. Having something to be able to go, okay, remember. And I get it. There's times when I just don't want to read my mission statement. You know, there's times when I just, and the thought of reading it. But once I get to the end of it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember what I'm here to do. You know,
yeah,
I remember what it's all about. This is what it's. This is only momentary. This is not real. It's just because I'm off track, you know, and mm-hmm. Once I have that, that just brings so much calmness back mm-hmm. into fucking why I'm here, what I'm doing. And remembering that all of these things are only momentary. Most of the things you're fucking frightened of happening to you mm-hmm. are never going to happen. Mm-hmm. Only about 3% of them ever happen. Mm-hmm. 97% of them never fucking, 97% of the things that people are fucking afraid of never ever occur.
Yeah. So we spend so much time being worried about that stuff yeah. and focused in on something that's not inspiring to us. It yeah. doesn't ground us. So yeah. it's about finding what
yeah.
what
know makes what us your feel. Anchor is. Yeah. Go to your anchor when you're off. Anchor. But when you're fucking, when you're you know you're at it, you're adrift and you're fucking all over the place. Throw your anchor down. That's yeah. what happens when you're at sea. When you're in rough seas, if you can't handle the rough seas, you'll never handle the calm.
Yeah.
And what makes a great sailor is rough seas. Yeah. You know what makes a great sailor is rough seas.
Yep. 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 Okay, so the next one is perspective. How would you talk about perspective in terms of getting out of the funk and into the flow?
Well, the practical way that I say to people all the time is that whole thing of, you know, you got $12,000 debt, divide it by 12, then divide, you know, it gives you $1,000, divide it by 4, gives you $250, divide it by 5, means $50 a day, then divide it by... So you break things down, get perspective on things. Like if you perceive you're broke, get perspective on things. Look around you and see what you have around you that's of value that you could sell that would suddenly make you realize, fuck, I'm
chunk actually... Chunk it down. Yeah, chunk so it down. Like chucking down a debt from $12,000 mm-hmm. a year to, say, $50 a day
yeah.
brings it back into something that's manageable. Mm-hmm. So you're saying if you've got something that perceives to be big, you want to chunk it down and bring it into something that's manageable. Mm-hmm. So give me another example of doing that.
Well, I mean, thinking that, you know, I've got this huge big family problem. Well, break it down into perspective. Out of the family, who are you connecting with? Okay. And then who do you need to have a conversation with? Okay. And then how long would that conversation take? Not very long. And what's, you know, at the end of that conversation, what do you want to feel? Where do you want to get to? The whole, you know, breaking things down into perspective and yeah. going step by step, piece by piece, manage your drama, you know?
So, like, what if somebody's got a problem with, like, you know, they've had problems with work and they're trying to get back on their feet again and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you'd say the same thing.
Well, the work one is always really easy. The only reason people have problems with work and getting back on their feet is because they think the value was in the job and not in themselves.
Right.
And so understanding that, first off, you handed over a CV when those guys employed you. You had to tell them what you were talented at. But you forgot. And you forget over time that who you are and what was on that CV. Pull your CV out and recognize, you know, why they employed you in the first place. You were the gift. Yeah. They're not the gift. You're the gift. So managing your expectations that you have on the world as opposed to the expectations you have on yourself.
Yep.
The world is never going to meet your expectations.
Yep.
It's never, ever, ever going to happen.
Yep.
The only expectations that you can manage and are going to be met are the expectations you have on yourself, because you can manage them and you can meet them.
Yep, I like that. And then we said the next thing is about having open dialogue with yourself.
Very fucking important.
So
now, if you can't have this is an important thing, because if you can't have an open dialogue with yourself, because some people just can't do that, you know what I mean? They think it's just too much and they're going to look nuts and they don't want to do it. But I talk to myself, and the reason I talked to myself was because I was climbing in the Himalayas once and I heard, the only thing I could hear was my voice, and I realized how badly I spoke to myself. Because if I put you into a place where there's only silence, you can't hear anything.
I know, yeah.
Even though the wind is blowing, you can't hear it because it's not blowing off anything, so it's not rubbing against anything, so you can't hear it. Even when you're in those places and you start to listen to how you speak to yourself, you realize, man, I got to tidy up the dialogue I'm having with myself. Because we speak to ourselves really fucking badly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and the problem is that you're unconscious as to how you speak to yourself.
So conscious awareness to it.
Not just conscious awareness to how badly you speak to yourself. Bring conscious awareness to a fucking dialogue that you need to have with yourself, which is you need to acknowledge yourself. Yeah. You need to, the person that you give, like who's your worst, you know we do this in a room. That's great. Who's your worst, take your index finger out. Okay, now point at your worst fucking coach. And who do they all point
at? Themselves.
Why? Because they know. Yep. I fucking really give myself a hard time. I speak really fucking badly to myself. But as Tony Robbins would say, you know, if you're going to turn the fucking cold tap on, turn the hot one on. If you're going to fucking beat yourself up, well, be fucking fair about it and give yourself a good time as well. Mm-hmm. Stop and acknowledge and open a dialogue and acknowledge when you handle something well, acknowledge yourself. When you've achieved something awesome, acknowledge yourself. Mm-hmm. When you're in flow states, stop and have a conversation with yourself. And if you can't have a conversation with yourself, then pick people in your life that you know you could have had a conversation with, be them with you or not with you, and have a conversation with them. And they don't have to be in front of you, but they can
don't
be.
Even have to be
they
alive.
Don't even have to be alive. But so I have a very, very open dialogue with my grandparents. Mm-hmm. I now have an open dialogue with Angie's mother, and Angie's mother just died lately. So I have an open dialogue with Josie, and I talk to them. Mm-hmm. When I'm a bit sick, another thing I would say about having an open dialogue with yourself, don't talk to yourself as if you need help.
Yeah.
Oh, please help me here, because the universe only hears help. Oh, you want help? No problem. I'll give you lots of things that you're going to need help about. Stop. And if I'm stuck with something in my life, I will go, thank you for helping me. Guys, I know you're here. I know I'm going to get to the end of this. And I know
thank you for the answer that I need.
Thank you for getting me to where I needed to get to. Yeah. I know you guys have my back. It's in these moments when I think I'm alone that I forget that you guys made a promise that you would always be there for me. And I thank you for that. But I don't just have an open dialogue with my outside people, well, let's call them whatever you want to call them, with the spirits in my outside world. I don't just have an open dialogue with them when things are going shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have an open dialogue when things are going great.
Yeah.
You know, and I talk to them and say, hey,
I think
look,
that's an important point.
Wasn't that cool? Wasn't that great what we achieved today? Yeah. You know, thanks guys for being there. I know that you got me at the other side of this and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm the same with my grandfather particularly.
Yeah.
17 years gone this year and I have our conversation with him all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And I'm really big on having conversations with yourself as well as asking questions. Like,
yeah.
Like the dialogue doesn't just have to be like asking questions, like not asking for help, but asking questions. Oh, that's interesting. Wonder why that happened.
Mm.
Why did we do that? What was happening there for you there? And like just being inquisitive, because being inquisitive starts to trigger your brain to think differently, to ask questions instead of just accept that it's – you know, that this is the way it's got to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, thanks for showing me how this works, because this is interesting.
This is interesting.
Thanks for helping me navigate around this or navigate towards it or away from it.
Yeah, cool. And then lastly, we talk about like working on your relationships.
Yeah.
And we're talking about working on your relationship with everything, right? Yeah. So you had a great analogy. You said that when you and your partner, like if you're in the middle point with your partner, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking just about partner relationships at the moment. We're talking about every, but let's just specifically talk about your partner, you know, your life partner.
Yeah.
If you're in that balance point with your life partner and you work on the relationship, that's pleasure and pain. Working on the relationship, it takes time, it takes energy, it takes effort, right? But when you work on that relationship and you're connected like that and you're in that balance point of your relationship, you have less drive to want to mess that up.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas if you're not working on that relationship and you're rather than being in that middle balance point, you're at the edges, you're fractured.
Yeah.
And so therefore there's no communication with you and your partner. You feel distant, you feel isolated, you feel alone. There's less drive and motivation to work on the relationship, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you feel like, oh, it's easier just to go, oh, fuck it to everything and then just throw it all in the toilet because you haven't worked on the relationship.
Yeah, it's easier to leave.
It's easier to leave. So when you are working on the relationship, whether it's the relationship with your finances, the relationship with your family, your children, your partner, your business, everything, your friends, when you're working on those relationships, you have less inclination to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You have less inclination to go, oh, fuck it, I'm just on my own here. And the thing with the dark space and being in the funk and not being in flow is you feel like you're on your own.
Yeah.
When you're in flow, you don't feel like that. Yeah. You feel like you're just inspired, you're one with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to be doing is you want to be working on those relationships to help you to feel that sense of connection.
Yeah, because you have more value. But if you're not acknowledging how much work you guys have put into your relationship, right, if you're not acknowledging that, right, you don't have any value on it. So it's easy to go from the edge to the middle, from the edge to the middle, from fractured to together, from fractured to together. And then that just becomes the state of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But where if you stop and acknowledge how much time and effort you've put into getting to where you are now in the relationship, like really, really together, then what happens is you will are less likely to want to separate and be apart and spend time acting like an island, and you're also able to stop and acknowledge and discuss how far you've come and the fact that you don't want to ruin what you've worked so hard to get to, you know?
So then that also is true then for, let's say, someone, the same person before, struggling with business or work or being able to get back on their feet again.
Yeah.
It's about if you don't realize how much you've put into that, how much time, how many years, how much effort you've worked on that relationship and actually fostering that relationship, then you are more likely to be disheartened about what's actually going on.
That's right.
Feel like an island.
That's right. And you're more likely to fucking throw the baby out with the bathwater. Which that's very typical me. I go, oh, let's give all this up over here and put all our energy in over here.
Yeah.
Let's give all this up over here and put all our energy when I'm off balance. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. Do you know how much fucking time and effort you've put into getting this to where you got it to?
Yeah. Okay, so those steps again. Noticing the little things, which are it's so important. Like I don't think that it feels like a small thing, but it's actually a big thing, that one there. Having an anchor point, mission, values, whatever it is that brings you back to yourself and grounds you. Perspective, which is breaking something that seems big and massive into small chunks.
Right.
Having an open dialogue with yourself and also other people around you, whether they be there or not there, it doesn't matter. Like it's just being in dialogue and then working on your relationship with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship with yourself, relationship with a person, relationship with your friends, relationship with your business, whatever. And if you can do all of those things, that will help you to get yourself out of the funk and start to get yourself into the flow.
Right.
Those are the things that keep you in flow as well.
Right.
But that they're the steps to help you move from one to the other.
Cool.
I love it.
Even if you live the most extraordinary life, there is always more to learn. This is why tens of thousands of people are using MJB Seminars techniques to hack their consciousness and bridge the gap from where they are to where they actually want to be.
MJB Seminars use cutting-edge transformational processes that are science-based and backed to help people break through subconscious barriers and limiting beliefs in order to reset, reboot, and live inspired. If you'd like to know more today, Google search MJB Seminars Bridge the Gap. Click on the first link and watch the video.
Now, for simply watching the video, you will also receive a complimentary coaching session with one of our master coaches valued at over $600 to help you get traction in your life today. Remember, live life inspired.